That's right. Time to jump in the Toast Hour time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 22nd of May. Just what's going on this day in history. On today's date, in the year 853, a Byzantine fleet sacked and destroyed the city of Damietta in Egypt. The city garrison was entirely absent, attending a feast for the Day of Arafah, an Islamic holiday, leaving the city completely undefended. Maybe leave a lookout, guys. Get a couple of new recruits to stay behind at the walls. Damietta's inhabitants fled the city, which was plundered for 2 days and then torched by the Byzantine troops, who carried off some 600 women, as well as large quantities of weapons and supplies intended for the Emirate of Crete. In 1176, the Hashashin Nizari sect attempted to assassinate the Sultan Saladin near Aleppo. In the Brussels Massacre, May 22nd in 1370, somewhere between 6 and 20 Jews were murdered and the rest of the Jewish community banished from Brussels, Belgium, their possessions forfeit after the alleged theft of consecrated host for profane reasons. 1455, at the Battle of St. Albans, Richard, Duke of York, defeated and captured King Henry VI of England, marking the beginning of the Wars of the Roses, a series of English civil wars for the control of the throne of England. The massacre in the Great Temple, or the Alvarado Massacre, occurred on May 22nd in 1520, when Spanish conquistadors, under the command of Deputy Governor Pedro de Alvarado, interrupted the festival of Toxcatl, being held by the Aztecs. Conquistadors killed all the unarmed warriors and noblemen celebrating inside the Great Temple, later claiming they did so to prevent a ritual of human sacrifice, while the Aztecs claimed that the Spaniards were enticed into action by the gold the Aztecs were wearing. This resulted in a full-scale rebellion against the Spanish, who were eventually forced to retreat, losing most of their men. Trevi Fountain was officially completed and inaugurated in Rome today in 1762, and on today's date in 1809, on the second day of the Battle of Aspern-Essling, Napoleon was repelled by an enemy army for the first time. 1840, the penal transportation of British convicts to New South Wales, the New South Wales colony, was abolished. The first Parliament of New South Wales was opened by the Governor, Sir William Denison, today in 1856. The year 1900, the Associated Press was formed in New York City as a non-profit news cooperative. The foundation stone for St. John's Cathedral in Brisbane was laid by the Duke of Cornwall and York on today's date in 1901. Construction was finally completed and the cathedral reconsecrated in 2009. Must have been using council labour. The Wright brothers are granted US patent number 8201-393 for their flying machine on May 22nd in 1906. 1927, near Xining, China, an 8.3 magnitude earthquake caused 200,000 deaths in one of the world's most destructive earthquakes. 1987, the first ever Rugby World Cup kicked off with New Zealand playing Italy at Eden Park in Auckland, New Zealand. May 22nd in 2014, Royal Thai Armed Forces, led by General Phayat Chan O'Cha, staged a coup in Thailand, suspending the kingdom's constitution and taking control of the government, the 12th coup since the country's first coup in 1932. And finally in 2017, 22 people were killed at an Ariana Grande concert in the 2017 Manchester Arena bombing. Famous birthdays for us this morning. Novelist Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, born 1859. Sir Laurence Olivier, 1907. Bob Catter is 75 today. Naomi Campbell, the Big 5-0, and Max Brooks, author of The Zombie Survival Guide, amongst other things, is 48 today. And some famous musos, Charles Aznavour, born 1924, Peter Nero, he's still kicking, 86, Katie Curtis is 55, Johnny Gill, 54, Alan Ashby of Mice and Men, 29, and Julia Pierce of Cherry Bomb, 23. They're going out on this one this morning. This one going out to Morrissey, frontman of The Smiths, and went on to a very successful solo career as well. Hugely influential with both The Smiths and his solo work. Bit of an odd case, but a seminal figure in the emergence of indie rock and Britpop. Going out on a great one from them. How soon is now? On this day in history, for 2SER 107.3.